Okay, we're by on Chof Chesam and Aleph by where it says Binyamin Ganzachia Nafak Gomar Mishmei Rav Mutter. So he went out and said, he went out and made a hurrah in the name of Rav. That what?
Oh, that was a few lines above that. But okay.
What is that?
I think you're above that.
I think we. Yeah, I think we stopped at the fourth line down. Tani.
Tani.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start from there. Tani lo yivol adam be'ilu b'chilu b'shabbos. Neishu osa habura. The one brisa says that you can't do the be a rishon on Shabbos. La'acher matir mother say it's allowed. I'm Rabbi Yosi b'rav avon. Tama da'acherim. Why is it butter? The lachto whom is kaven. His intent is for is not to make a chabura me'ele or not a chabura. The chabura happens automatically, and that's not his intention. And I mentioned I think that it's a Dov Shem Miskaben and it's not a Psik Resha because Shmuel was Bekiya and Atiyah, and therefore it's Mutter. Asi Amar Aser, and Asi said no, it's Aser to do Birushana on Shabbos. So Binyamin Ginzachia Nafak Mishmei Derav Mutter, Binyamin Ginzachia of Ginzach, wherever that is, he went out and said the name of Rav that it's mutter to, you know, Asi said it was Aser, and he went out and reacted and said, no, Rav said it's mutter. Shomar Shmuel Vikri Lai, so Shmuel got upset at him. And Umis Binyamin actually died. Ukriya Lai, so Shmuel said upon him, Baruch Shinagofo, he actually said, blessed as Kodesh Baruch Hu, who smote him. A rather stern reaction to saying something about Rav Kra.
Because of what he said or the fact that he dismissed Rav's opinion?
Asa's opinion to me. I think that what he claims is that Rav, what the Mepharshim seems to say here, that Rav never said that it was Mutter. And he was misquoting Rav. Mm-hmm. And this was actually a harah shalok hilchasa, and on Rav Shmuel said the pasuk lo yuna latzanik oven, that tzanik won't have any evil, you know, wouldn't happen that an incorrect sock would be propagated in his name. All right. So now we're going to talk about I don't know if you saw my message earlier today, but I'm just going to go over it right now. That's the first mission, the 10th parak of Masechta Nidah. Well, let me just pull up my message that I sent the group today. I sent you the Mishnah, the text in the Mishnah, in our app group, and it says, "Tinokas shalohi gives mana leros finisus." If you have a young child that has not reached the age to be a roa and she gets married, we still says until the maka is healed, you can continue to have relations with her until there's a healing of the maka. We'll talk about what that is in a second. Higias manaliros, if she reached the age where she's roa already, says, then she gets married. Beishamay says we give her lila rishon. Beisol says until mitzay shamas dal leilos, you give 4 nights. The Rambam, by the way, in Pirshei Mishnah speaks out the reason why the Mishnah says Lelos is because it's Yodua, how we look with we're very critical of having relations during the day. And that's why the Mishnah only talks about Lelos. But Medina, of course, Lelos just means 4 yom. Ra'asava Oidu Besaviha, if she was already a Roa, then Beishamai says, give her Bilas Mitzvah, that's it. Beisol says, Kohalai Lakuli, you get the first night. Okay, so now let's just talk about, let's just focus on Beisol's Shita. So we have 4 time periods, either Achetechi Amaka for a Tinaikis, Dalad Leilas for someone who has never rowed before, or Laila Rishayna, Kohalai Lakula for someone who has already rowed one time. Now, what does Tichya HaMaka mean? So the Gemara says that what we do is we test her out. We see, in other words, what we're trying to establish here is the Maka, of course, is the Dam Basulim. Has the Basulim healed so that it no longer is shedding blood? So the Gemara says we can test this out in 2 ways. We can test it out like this. If she is ro'eh, when she's in a specific position, like if she sits on a hard ground, that's when she's ro'eh dam. But when she sits on something soft, then she's not ro'eh dam. That sort of thing, where it's a specific situation where the sulam is clearly being aggravated, let's put it that way, then we assume that it's a dam makkah. But if she's constantly ro'eh without stop, then we assume that it is dam nida. I'm not talking about the initial bia. I'm talking about, you know, subsequently, you know, after the initial dam starts to come out. So the question is, do we wait? Are we waiting until anyway? So this is what this is like medina the medina de oraisa, this din of this mishnah and Perek Tes mishnah aleph of nida. So the first thing the Gemara is going to say is Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Kol ha'hi hilchos derashi perkinder acharaya the nida." All those halachas in the first parak of the first mishnah of the last parak of nida, la halacha. Of a lo lamaisa. This is not something that we do lamaisa. Why? Because once Benos Yisrael were marked that afilu ro'os dam kechardol, they are yoshevas olav zayinikim. So that included a chumra that were choshesh that there was a tipas dam that came out of her that was mixed with the dam basulam, and therefore we only allow one bia rishonah, and that's it. Regardless of age, in other words, even though a ketana, it's not shy for her to be being roa dam of nida. She hasn't attained the age yet to be having a menstrual period. Doesn't matter. And we'll see. I'm going to read to you a Taisis Yantav on this mishnah later at the end of this sugya that quotes a rush that I saw on the plane over here, which is really a fantastic rush. Basically, the rush, I'll just tell you quickly right now, the rush says that it doesn't make any sense to say that this is anything other than dam maka. Normally, if you have a maka, while you say makam, you assume that the dam is from the maka. So over here, you know it's from the maka because you know she's a ktana. What's going on over here? So it has to be the rush says that the reason for this is because of loy plug. Once they decide they're not going to start getting involved in how old she is, what the situation is, Chazal just went ahead and made it across the board sock, and that's the reason behind this. Okay, so it's a Kedai rush to cease. Take a look at the Tosfos jumped over there in Perek Tes, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph of Nida, Ayin Shav, but Tim Sanachas. So Shmuel would not rely on this. Rabbi Yanai Arak, afilu mitinagas shel yigas man laris v'nisus. And Rabbi Yanai Arak is a very interesting lashon. He would run away. In other words, he would not allow the heter, even if it's a tinokas. Again, this is an example where the Yerushalmi would quote halacha and then follow it up with another psak, which is exactly the same. We keep seeing that again and again here. It's a recurring pattern. But it's interesting that we don't have that in the Bavli at all like that. A little bit we have, but we're seeing it every single page almost. But I'm coming Rabbi Yechimah. So they asked a question in front of Rabbi Yechimah. Now the people that asked this question, it says here in the English that the scholars that asked this question were assuming that the din of the Mishnayos would still be in effect. Not like Shmuel assumed that it's not Lamaisa. They asked him a question according to the halachas of the way the Mishnah laid it out. What would be the din to be boiled a second time? Now, exactly what this question is, Gemara is going to explain what the question is in a little bit. So let's just hold on for a second. So Amrin, so a group of Rabbi Yochanan's Talmidim said, Litlos Badam Hamaka Lahori. That even if it was definitely not healed, Rabbi Yochanan would not allow in practice to be matter her on that basis. Rather, he was machmer, like he said, that the whole thing was only la'alocha, lo lamaisa. And you think he would rule that to have it be a shnia would be mutter? Of course that wouldn't be mutter. This is a little difficult to understand because the basis of the question was that we were assuming that it was lahaloch. And according to that, they were asking Rabbi Yochanan, but the response seems to be, what are you bothering asking questions which are not negeya? And in fact, the Gemara never actually answers what the Dina of the Mishnayos would be. And anyway, and if you look at the bottom of footnote 22 in the brackets, you'll see he says the Gemara does not resolve the inquiries to the Mishnah's intention. And you have to go be Ma'ayan and these other Rishonim to figure out what the din would be according to the halacha. Okay. Now, Matsri halacha, what was the exact nature of the question that they were asking him? Shabola, you may have Sakara in time. We're talking about a case where there was a suffix. That means that there was that he was bail her. There was dam basulim, and which we'll call that dam maka for the time being. And then let's say after 2 days it stopped bleeding altogether. It ceased. There was no dam at all. Then on day four or day three and a half, let's say, it resumed. So the question is that sometimes. sometimes it could resume and it would still be the damaka, but maybe there's a shash that this is actually damnidus. So that's what they were asking him.
Anyway, hafzik mean true, was that there was a, she went through the process of tahara?
No. It doesn't mean like classic hafzik tahara. It means that there was a day, here it just means there was a day where she stopped bleeding. In other words, she stopped bleeding even if she sat on a hard surface, on a soft surface. It didn't make a difference what surface she sat on.
It's not a vest.
What was that?
Which would tell you it's not her vest because it would be interrupted bleeding. It's more likely that it's a chabur.
Well, it stopped. The chabura stopped. Right? The biri shrine happened, Lila Rishon. Then she was being roa dam, let's say, for a day. Then it stopped altogether for a day. And now on day three, it's resuming. So the question is, you have a suffix now because there was a break. Maybe the break indicates that the basulin had healed, in which case subsequent dam would actually possibly be a need of blood. That was the basis of their question. Okay. I was the Shushbin. The Shushbin, let's see, I think someone says this. If you take a look at Myra Fulda, I just wanted to point at the bottom of the page. He says, Shushbine Reo Lashamesh HaChasim. A Shushbin is his friend to be Meshamesh the Chasim. And it's like, you know, the Chasim has a good friend of his that tags along with him to take care of all his needs. So the Gemara calls that a shushbin. So Rabu was saying, I was the shushbin of Rabbi Shimon ben Araba when he got married. And he sent the following shaila through me to Rabbi Lazar. Shilas Rabbi Lazar. Mahu livel be a shia b'Shabbos. I guess they were very close. And he told his friend to ask the shaila, could we be boil be a shia on Shabbos? Ushrole, and he was matrit. To whosoever, Gadot Shmuel, because Rabbi Lazar held like Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar Pirzo de Chukah Nechnasim Babishabas Afilu Mashas Tzororos, which means if you have a break in a wall and there's stones there that are hanging off the side of the wall and it's very tight, so if you walk in very carefully, you could slide in and not affect the wall at all. But if you're not careful and you walk through, you're going to knock out some of the stones and you're going to make the wall you're going to make the opening a little wider. Now, making an opening wider on Shabbos is a block of the Oraisa if you do it on purpose. So that was the Shaila. Okay. Now, and that Shmuel was matter that because since it's not a psik reishe, so therefore he allows it. So the same way Shmuel allows that, so the same thing Rabbi Lazar held since he was boil her one time already. Now, even though the Pesach perhaps was not completely a Pesach, which was Meruvah, you know. But it's possible for him to have a biashnia and for it not to make it wider, and therefore he was matur. Basically, that's basically what it says. Amar Rav Chagi, Shushbina Rav Shmuel Kaputkia. I was the shamash of Rav Shmuel Kaputkia when he got married. Shaila Sur Biyesha, I asked the same Shaila from Rabbi Yesha. Okay, so the first one that he asked was Rabbi Lazar, right? The first Chosin, right? First Chosin asked Rabbi Lazar, he allowed it. The second Chosin asked Rabbi Yesha, Shramine, and he was not moderate. On the opposite, he avoided permitting it. Shram was kind of like also a type of mushroom running away type. He did not allow it. Shaila Sur Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. I asked Rav Shmuel, Amali Me'ata. Now that they made a gezerah that you don't follow the Mishnayos, referring back to Shmuel's original halacha that we don't follow the Mishnayos halacha of the Maisa. Is it dam mida? Is it dam sulam? What's the difference? Which dam it is? Whether it's dam mida, whether it's dam sulam, we're machbar anyway. So it's not again this whole shiloh. In other words, basically, the only question you could have asked for biyashnia on Shabbos is only if you weren't makabel the chumrah of Shmuel. Obviously, once Shmuel made his chumrah, that's the end of it. There's no more bias. You have to wait until she counts Zion to Kiyam. Okay, Tani kala asura lebeisah kol shiva. Now we're going lemaisa halacha lemaisa. She cannot taka. She's not with her husband until she has shiva kiyam, and the whole shiva. Right, at least 7 days. And therefore, during the Shavu Brachas, she can't take the kos from him. This is one of the dini harchoka everybody's aware of. You can't hand your wife during her Isser period. Any Maisa Chiba is also, and that's considered a Maisa Chiba. My time with Rabbi Lezer, he held, it was impossible. And on the bottom, number 7, he says,
This is going back on the prior.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
This is going back before that. It's not really as there anymore. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tani, this is a Brysa, right? And it says, "Divrei Rabbi Eliezer."
That's the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says he can't hand her the cup. Yes, Shalitzi Damid and Dam Zulam.
No. Why? This is referring back to the reason why it's also to cohabit with the groom, right? Right. In other words, this is the reason. This is the underlying reason why she's also called Shiva. In other words, that is just a totsaw. That's a result of us saying that she's usher because of we're choshesh for dam nidas. And so that's one of the results is that during the Sheva Brachas that she won't be able to take the kos from her husband. But the reason behind it is because the original reasoning is because Eafsha that there wouldn't be dam nidas with the dam sulam.
Wasn't that an assumption? Why didn't you really ask her to tell you that? Why are we asking by saying what's my time with the Rabbi Lezer? Isn't that my time with Lezer? It was my time with the whole sugya of not being with the need after the chas.
You're right. We're basically, this is not unusual. The Yerushalmi started off with a chumrah from Shmuel. I told you what the reason was for Shmuel, but that was because I knew the Maskanas HaGemara. So maybe I spoiled it. I gave you the spoiler. But this is the final line of the Gemara. Here is the reason behind why Shmuel says nowadays for Mach. In footnote 7, he brings this whole thing about how the first time she has Biyar, she has a sudden, her body undergoes a sudden physical shock. This causes blood to be discharged from the uterus. And then you have a mixture of Dam Sulam with Dam Nidus. Then he has another reason, which is has to do with chimud, that once a woman sees that she's desired, that causes her. That's why if you're Mekadosh and Isha, you have to be Pirish for 7 days. Whatever the reason is, all these reasons are only good if you're not learning like the Rush. If you learn like the Rush that I quoted you before, these reasons are totally off the record. because in other words, what I'm saying here, what I mean to say here is, these reasons are only going to be valid if it's a woman who is roy to see. If it's a katana, these reasons do not apply. Okay. Now let's go to the next mission.
Sorry, but that's not what's driving the halacha. It's a low plug, the Rosh says.
The Rosh is saying it's a low plug, and it's much easier to understand that rather than trying to come up with all kinds of physical, you know, scientific reasons why this is happening. You could come up with scientific reasons for a particular sug of class of a woman, but it doesn't explain all the halachas.
Right.
Halachas are low plug. Okay. Now we're going to be dealing with a lot of hilchos, unfortunately, hilchos avelos. So, racha slam harishon, halacha zayin. Or on kuf kasam and beis, halacha zayin. Racha slam harishon, shemeis esha. So again, Rabbi Gamliel, his wife dies, right? The first thing, he got married. First, previous Mishnayos, he got married, and he read Kriyashma, even though he said you didn't have to, but he wasn't going to move on to Kriyashma. Now his wife died. You know, it's an intense life there, you know? What are you washing for? You taught us you're not allowed to wash. I'm not like anybody. I'm an istinus. So what does that mean? So he brings over here the charedim from Rashi. He's going to have a lot of tsar. So... And a little further down, he says, "Tam Rabbi Gamliel day lesser lerchitz el rechitzah shaltaina gavur misham tsar shari." The iser of rechitzah for an oval is rechitzah shaltaina, but a rechitzah which is to alleviate tsar is not a problem. Therefore, istinus is telling us why he is allowed to wash, even though everybody else is not allowed to wash, but he is allowed to. Man tana oval also rechitzah kol shiva. Now the Gemara is just going to make a blanket statement, which is a subject of dispute, exactly how to learn the Gemara. I'm going to try not to get confused here myself, but basically, the Gemara had a Kabbalah that there was a machlekes tanoim as to whether rechitza for an ova was also kol shiva. And there was some tanoim that said it was mutter, and there was another Tana that says it's Osir, and the Gemara just assumes that that Tana is Reb Nosson. So we're just going to accept that as just a given piece of information. That there was a Machlokes Tanoim, the one that ushers it is Reb Nosson. I just want to mention that there's like three or four different ways to understand this Issur Rechitza that we're talking about. Some say we're talking about washing in cold water. Some say, by the way, the Rambam learns that Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah washed in hot water, which would even be usher even from Miksas Gufo. So some people are learning that the Machlokas is about how. Some people are learning that there was a Rechitza, which used to be Mutter. This is a little strange, but even though the Rechitza is usher the whole Shiva, but there was a Rechitza that took place after the Kura that they used to do, that they made an exception. So the first night after the Kura, let's say assume this Kura took place by day, at night, they would be matur a rechitza at night, just the first time. And the rest of the Shiva wouldn't be allowed. And it could be Nassim didn't even hold from that. The various different shatim, let's just learn it push it. Let's not get involved in the details. Let's just say rechitza is also called Shiva according to Nassim. And there are other people who seem to be moderate. Okay. So, Reb Ami Havilei Uvda. So, whenever it says Havilei Uvda, it means that he unfortunately had Bar Minan, a case of he lost a relative. Okay. So, Sha'al L'Rav Chiya Barba. So, Reb Ami asked Reb Chiya, could he wash immediately after the burial? V'hori Lei Kol Shiva Kirb Nos. So, he ruled he was Machmer. Just like Reb Nosson says, it's also called Sheva. It's across the board. Doesn't make a difference. The first burial or any other day. Okay, just remember the name there. So that was Reb Ami. He asked Reb Chiya Bar Ba. You're going to see in a second why that's important. Reb Yaisi, how about you? The same thing. Shalur Reb Ba Bar Kohen Lagabe Reb Acha. Some people are not Gersim Bar Acha, but whatever. He asked Reb Ba to go, who was with Reb Acha. He asked him, can you wash? after the burial, Amale, so Rabba Bar Kohen said back to Reb Yossi, Lo Kain Alfon Rebbe, did my Rebbe, referring to Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi is the one that asked him to ask the question. But he's saying, didn't my Rebbe teach us this story? And you told us a story with Reb Ami. Note that the previous story we just had was with Reb Ami. But now he's going to quote a story with Reb Ami, only the story he's going to quote with Reb Ami has a little change in the story. Instead of Reb Ami asking Reb Chiya Bar Ba, this next story is going to have Reb Ami asking Rish Lakish, didn't you tell us this story with Reb Ami Havalei Ubda, Shal Rish Lakish, Rahorlekir Nasim Kol Shiva, that you told us the story with Reb Ami that he asked Rish Lakish and he said it was Osir. So why are you asking us to ask, you know, why are you asking a question? Don't you know? This is what he said. So Amalei, so he said, you know what, you're right. You know, basically what some people say what happened was Rabbi Yossi forgot the Maisa and the Ayideh, him telling over the story with Rish Lakish, he remembered the original Maisa. But he knew the Maisa, Rabbi Yossi knew the Maisa with Rabbi Bar Ba as well. So he's going to comment on that now. So Rabbi Yossi is going to say to Bar Bar Kohen, Dilma train of the Na'inu. Maybe there were two incidents with Reb Ami. In other words, there was one incident with Rish Lakish, and one was Reb Chiya Bar Ba. I know I'm in Lay Al Reb Chiya Bar Ba. We remember that incident with Reb Chiya. Ba'atan on Lay Al Rish Lakish. And you're telling me this story with Rish Lakish. At any rate, regardless of whether there were two incidents or not, it becomes clear everyone's postulating that it's Osir. Furthermore, we see another example of this. Reb Chama avoid Reb Oishe Havalei Ubda. He also had the same kind of incident. And Shol Rabbanan, he asked the rabbis. Va'asron, they asked it. They prohibited it. So anyway, the bottom line is everyone's asking it. Next. Now, Reb Yossi, boy, these rabbis that Reb Chama avoid Reb Oishe asked, who were they? Where were these rabbis from? Ailin Rabbanan, where are these rabbis from? Rabbanan Dohafa, are they rabbis from here in northern Israel, and you know, by the Galil, by Tveria and Tzipori? Or Rabbanan Duramaya, are they the rabbis from the south? The Gemara assumes, the footnotes, it says that they assumed that the rabbis from the south were not as chashav as the rabbis of the north. In Tamar Rabbanan Dohafa, if the rabbis are over here in the north, then that's okay, that's a good story. In Tamar Rabbanan Duramaya, but if you're going to tell me these rabbis are from the south, Rav Raya Kome Hushol is a Raya. Do you have great sages right over here in the north? And you're asking those, you know, lesser sages of the south, you know, like there's people call these people lightweights, you know. Those are lightweights from the south. In the north, we got the heavy hitters over here. And what are you going and asking the lightweights from the south, your Shilas? Okay, this is very, very interesting a way of talking about Rabbanan. In Tamar Drab, and what's more, if you're going to tell me that these rabbis are from the south, Inun Sharyan, Inun Asrin, how can they be matter washing and forbid washing? Meaning that their personal shita is that the Drukitza is actually mutter, the Toni. It says, if there was a custom to wash after the Kvura, Marchitzim, you could be markets. Uvador Marchitzim, and in the south, that's their minhag. They go ahead and they do wash. Now, so it doesn't make sense to say that they came and said that it was awesome when they themselves hold its mutter. So that was another question they had. Now here on the bottom, I think they bring it over here. Let's see.
They held like the bottom of the south, they were less chashuv.
What's that?
Are you saying Enoch and Ami, we can pass that it was based off the bottom of the south?
There are bottom of this. He's inquiring. He wants to understand the story. How are they going and asking the lightweights from the south, first of all, when you have the heavyweights of the north present? You shouldn't have been doing that. And number two, if the story actually happened with the people of the south, that they're actually it doesn't make sense. They seem to contradict their own treatise because we know that they wash immediately after the burial. And the footnote, it says that the reason for this, 25, look at this. It's an interesting thing. 25, he says, although washing is generally prohibited, some allow a mourner to wash a single time after the burial to remove the foulness that may have clung to him from the dead body and the evil spirit that comes from a person through contact with the dead. So the Braisa says in some places it was a custom for the mourners to wash the mourner immediately after the burial, okay? So the Braisa is saying that's okay. It's a legitimate practice. Some say that this might be the custom to wash the Tilos Yadayim after a Leviathan or whatever. Anyway, so that's just to show you that how you have this this breakdown. So the Gemara goes on. Now we're on Kof Tes. On Reb Yosi, Reb Oven, Mishu Humatras or Chitza Hazos, also Kachilo Shasiya. If you're allowing it, you're allowing it because it's just like eating and drinking. In other words, it's not Rochitza Shaltaino. It's Rochitza, which is for his well-being. So it's the basic necessities of life. Okay? I'll go a little further. Hador Letem or Rochitza Shaltaino. So he had some boils. Shmuel Bar Abba has some boils that happened. He wanted to know if he could wash, and he told him, yes, on the line. But why is the Maisu? You want him not to wash and die? Of course he can wash. In boy, I feel Tisha B'Av. Boy, I feel Yom Kippur. If he wants, he could even wash on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, because it's not a Rochitza Shaltaino, therefore it's 100% mutter. Okay, so we'll stop here, I guess.
So we don't come out with an outcome like we did in the last mission of how we actually poskin. It just sounds like this is depending on which region you're from.
Legabe what halacha are you asking?
The part about washing during Enos. During Shiva.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to take a look in Shulchan Aruch and see what it says over there. Yeah, I know. I generally try to stay away from Ksak in that regard, especially okay. When it comes to Avelis.
You're not going to